The following audiobook is a presentation of Audio, available online at awdeeo.com.
Welcome to Beating the PSAT 2009 edition, the definitive audio guide to getting the score you need. Maybe you've gotten your license. Maybe your parents even let you drive their car with friends in it, but you still haven't taken the PSAT. And that is something your parents aren't letting you skip, because it's that time of the year, PSAT time. Even though to you, it might be just one more test, something forcing you to get out of bed on a random Saturday morning. There are some reasons to consider taking the PSAT. It might help you with college. It might help you get a scholarship or a prestigious award. It might help you prep for that all-important SAT. Okay, sure, whatever. The SAT, college, and scholarships are all so far in the future, you don't want to worry about it. Got it. And that's fine. Think about it this way instead. Think about how great it's going to be just to get those parents off your back. And guess what? It could even be a little fun if you grab some friends and study together. Then, wreak a little revenge. Make your parents buy you a pizza and cases of highly caffeinated sodas. It's time to get your study on. Okay, let's start with all the basics. Like, what exactly is the PSAT? What will you have to do or know? Well, good news. There are only three sections, so you don't have to worry too much. The test will check your different skills through critical reading, writing, and mathematics. Sure, that probably sounds like a lot, but the PSAT tests the skills you already have. It's definitely not asking you to learn new ones. And studying will help you hone those to make you the best possible PSAT taker you can be. That's all anyone can ask for. Okay.